Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
What's up? It's Rogue Intel Prime, episode number 18 for Friday, March 20th, 2015. I'm your host, Duff, and with me today is Dee and Alex. Someone say hi.
What up, bros?
How you guys doing?
I am awesome. I'm back in D.C. after riding the MARC train, just handling some business down in D.C., eating some vegan pizza, and looking at the show notes. How are things on your ends, guys?
I'm exhausted, and I've lost 10 pounds this week. Whoop, whoop.
Well, congratulations to D.
Thanks.
I wish I could lose 10 pounds. Unfortunately, I think I found yours.
You want more? You can have like 50 more pounds.
You've seen me live. Do I really need more? Can I afford to gain more weight?
What are you doing? Do you like Pilates, or is it just your work?
I'm actually on a new diet thing that, as of right now, I don't know if I love or I hate it. I love that I'm losing weight fast, but I hate that I can't eat.
Wait, so is the diet akin to starvation or what?
No, it's I drink two protein shakes a day, and then I have one small meal.
Okay.
And a ton of vitamins.
Eh, it's good. I mean, I'm guessing if you're drinking water, then you're likely...
That's all I'm allowed to drink.
No, that's good. You're probably clearing your body of toxins as well. You know, high alcohol intake isn't necessarily good for you. Alcohol is calories, so.
Well, yeah, but it's the good kind.
That's my plan for tomorrow.
And you weren't going to invite me? What's wrong with you? I thought you loved me.
I'm literally going to the grocery store picking up ingredients to make buffalo chicken dip, and I have stuff to make whiskey sours, and that's all I'm doing all night.
And you're inviting me, right?
Are you going to bring
whiskey? Sure, if you want to come.
You going to bring whiskey sours on Sunday?
If I still have leftover, yeah, sure.
I think we'll have to all chip in and get the ingredients to make it. But work has to come first. Yes, that's right. We're doing a live meetup. It's going to be a private meetup, but we're going to be IRL and working on some development for the show.
Sweet.
Yes. Whoop, whoop. Hopefully. That all depends on whether or not I need to go back to the Eastern Shore.
This is very true.
You know, dead ex-wife thing.
Yeah. That was the horrible way to put it.
I know. I'm sorry, Kelly. I really am.
Like, I don't even mean that. I don't even mean to be laughing, but when I get nervous, I laugh, and that just made me nervous.
Well, hey, it's Friday. We're allowed to be a little relieved after all the nerve-wracking crap that's happened to us throughout the course of a week.
Yeah. Like, so. Midterms are done on my end, so I'm really, really happy. Midterms are done. Spring break is starting next week, so I will be, as soon as I get back up to Baltimore, I'm going to be spending time exercising, writing, doing meditation, and basically trying to get my head on straight. So,
cool.
That'll be fun.
I'll be talking to insane patients like I did today.
Insane patients? Okay, story time. Go.
I had a patient call in to schedule a mammogram. And when I asked her the reason for her mammogram, granted, we haven't seen her in about 5-6 years, she claimed that her cat won't stop sitting on her chest and that something is wrong.
So she basically was saying that her cat was sitting on her chest for 5 or 6 years straight, thus preventing her from going to the doctor's office to get her mammogram.
Yeah, they're supposed to go yearly, and she hasn't been with us for 6 years, and she called today saying, I have to get in right away. My cat won't stop sitting on my chest to speak. Something is wrong.
Well, there is.
And I even had her repeat it, and she heard again.
I'm guessing that's either aphasia, or she's dealing with a succubus, or it's a really freaking heavy cat. And we have a cat actually in our house, and he's awesome. I've had them sit in my chest before, but that's not something for something that cause, it's cause for alarm. But yeah, sounds like you had a fun day. I hope she gets whatever help she needs. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to. I've been getting ready for the stuff and midterms and all that other stuff. So, and I also wanted to give a shout out to Patrick for saving my midterm grade in my art class. He knows what he did. Cool. He knows damn sure what he did.
I gave it a little loving.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he went ahead and did a heat sink repaste job on my ThinkPad, and it works awesome now. And I'm using it right now.
Great.
So yeah, he's an awesome guy.
Oh, thanks to Patrick, whoever that is.
Yeah, definitely.
So suck up.
Yeah, well, he's allowed to. I didn't charge him.
Yeah, seriously.
So what do you guys say we get into some news?
I think that would be awesome.
All right.
There's news?
Yes. There's always news.
There's always news, which is why we can actually do a daily show. We should start doing that soon.
That involves me not being lazy.
Well, myself as well.
And also
I'm sleeping on a regular basis.
Aye, there's the rub.
Your name isn't Yao. You're allowed to do things on a daily basis, especially when you're having fun, like now.
This is true.
There you go. Well, Kevin Smith, you like him?
Of course.
Great.
I don't know who Kevin Smith is, so.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Dogma?
Nope, nope, and nope.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, we just need to put him into like a media bubble. Room for, well, he's already been in a bubble for the rest, you know, for like the last 24 years. So
this is true.
Kevin Smith is a world renowned film writer.
Okay. So he's like Ken Burns or something.
He's Kevin Smith.
What kind of film has he done? Like, okay, so you're saying Mallrats. That doesn't ring a bell for me. Like,
Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy. His most recent film was Tusk, which I actually did not like. Talked all about that films, on the show before.
All those films that you just referenced are drawing big blanks for me.
Well, that's because you're a bubble boy. Clerks?
Clerks, I've seen the first half of. I've never finished it. It's on Netflix, though, so I'm going to finish it at some point.
Okay, well, that was his first movie ever.
Clerks was hilarious.
Yeah. They and made a Clerks 2.
Really?
Yes. It's got Rosario Dawson on it.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. See, now you know who we're talking about.
No, well, I like Rosario Dawson, so.
I like the actor who plays Jay when he doesn't have the hair.
Jason Mewes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we know that Clerks 2 has been out for quite some years. Yeah. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
I love that movie.
It was such a great movie.
Heard of it, never seen it.
Well, what just happened in there? I'll tell you what just happened in there. I just got frosted like a fucking cake. Best line of the whole movie.
Yes, it is.
Is it on Netflix?
No. Not probably not. No.
It's probably on the Bay, though.
Oh, of course. Everything's on the Bay.
I don't even know what that is.
The Pirate Bay.
And you call me a bubble boy, and you dare to call me a bubble person. Oh my goodness. Oh,
I only use Pirate Bay to download music illegally.
Ooh.
I'm a pirate.
All right. Well, Clerks 3 is in the works. We knew that. That's been out there in the verse. It's coming, and I can't wait. But something that did just get confirmed by Kevin Smith is the sequel to his cult comedy Mallrats.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it's Mallrats was one of those movies you either love it or you hate it, and I personally absolutely love it. And knowing that there's a sequel coming out after what, you know, 20-30 years, almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 95, so can't wait.
Yeah, I've never actually seen Mallrats. I know that makes me a terrible person, but I definitely have seen like the talks of them doing a second one. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go watch the first one so I can kind of see what the hell is going on.
Yeah, something you should definitely do because it ties into Clerks and it ties into Chasing Amy a little bit.
Because about to ask, yeah, because I was looking at the picture at the cover for the the poster for Mallrats. I was like, wait a second. Are Mallrats and Clerks set in the same universe? And yes. Apparently they are. So,
yes, interesting.
Because I recognize those two idiot twins who are always out in front of the store and playing either playing music or whatever. Actually,
Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, actually, considering that you two like that film, have you all ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, I wasn't a fan.
Me either.
You weren't a fan?
We like a little bit of intellect in our cult comedies, just a little.
I thought it was stupid, but it was gloriously so. It was surprisingly poignant. And Bubbles won me over. I mean, won me. If you don't like Julian or any of the other characters, honestly, Bubbles with his innocent and his kitty fetish and whatnot, you can't not love that. And the show itself is an interesting slice of Americana because you're watching it and part of you is like, this can't be scripted. And it's only in the later episodes where you start recognizing what they're doing, but it's one of the favorite shows. It's one of the best shows I've seen. So, you know.
You're easy to entertain.
I am not easy to entertain.
You are.
I'm not.
At any rate. Hey, D, I'm going to play a little clip. I think it's going to make you smile.
Do it.
Gotta love it. Oh,
that just gets me so excited. I am so excited to say that Breaking Benjamin has a new album coming out in June. The single comes out next week, and I honestly am so excited.
I cannot wait. When Benjamin broke up with the rest of the band over the whole remake of one of their songs on the Greatest Hits album, it didn't surprise me because Ben Burnley is such a perfectionist. But now that he's got a new band, and even without being signed, I cannot wait to hear this.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it. I've always been a huge, huge fan of Breaking Benjamin, and honestly, I'm so glad that they never travel outside of the U.S. because he's terrified of planes. Because honestly, I just want them all to myself. Yeah. No one else.
How many times have you seen them?
Honestly, I've actually never seen them live because every time they come around, it's always when I don't have the money to go see them.
Oh,
which
no.
Really sucks, but it's on my bucket list and it's happening when they come around this year.
Yeah, we'll have to go. They're playing in Philly and they're playing in D.C., I think.
Ooh, okay.
My ass will drive to Philly if I have to.
Well, we'll make a group trip out of it because I can't wait to see the new lineup.
And I've actually never been to a concert before, I've never been to a concert with a famous band before. So I think 30 Seconds to Mars was in DC at one point, and then Coldplay was, but I missed them both. And I don't like crowds. That's another thing.
Okay. So, well, have you heard of the band Alien Ant Farm?
No, I haven't.
What?
What?
Please play that song. Please play it. Please.
Ringing any bells?
No, no. No bells at all.
Why do we keep him around, D?
Because it's so entertaining how much of a bubble boy he is. God, I love it.
You really know how to kill a show, dude.
I've been doing it for 24 years.
That's 24 years too long.
Yeah, we need to break the cycle. We are taking you, by force if need be, to see Alien Ant Farm on May 1st in D.C.
Yeah.
Well, if that jives with my scheduling at all, then sure.
Well, no, we're taking you by force. I know where you live.
Oh, God.
And, actually, my friend that I work with at work, her husband is actually the one who books the bands for that location. And she was just like, hey, did they actually, she was asking about our friend's band, sorry. And she's like, hey, did they actually sign on? And I was like, yes. And I'm so excited.
So you'll have to talk to me after the show about getting tickets then.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that'll be great.
Yep, I can get them straight from her.
Well, cool. Let's go that route then.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So this article comes out of the Huffington Post. 9 signs that you're in an introverted/extroverted relationship. D, can you define for me what an introvert is, or do you know anyone who is an introvert?
Why am I getting put on the spot?
Because you are the gender counterpoint, and you likely may know.
Yeah, but why do I have to define things? I'm not educated.
Yes, you are. You're speaking words. You're speaking the English language. You're speaking American.
American.
Okay, since she's passing the buck, Duff, you want to go?
Yeah, an introvert is someone who would rather sit at home with a good book rather than be out with friends at a show or at a bar or something. The word intra means inside.
Yeah, it's pretty much an introvert is basically a person who's focused on themselves and is very much inside their own heads. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are plenty of people out there who are brilliant, but just aren't really... They don't get the social aspect of a lot of culture, of a lot of modern culture. And I would say that I'm partially introverted myself. I don't much like parties, don't drink much, that kind of stuff. But
so you're a pussy.
No, I'm an introvert. There's a difference.
So says the pussy.
Oh, shush. But, okay, so one of the first ones is you prefer to sit and think after a fight while your spouse wants to resolve things right away.
That's Carrie and me.
Really? Wait, so which one's the introvert?
Well, who do you think?
You.
What?
No, it wouldn't be him. He's too outgoing.
I'm the one sitting in front of a microphone right now.
Well... Sitting in front of a microphone doesn't really require a lot of extroversion because you're just talking to an inanimate object.
Boom!
Wait, are you calling D an inanimate object?
No, you're talking to the microphone. D is not an inanimate object.
That you know of.
If you were an inanimate object, you wouldn't be talking.
On my computer.
Oh my goodness. Second one, you rely on your spouse to rescue you from drawn out conversations at parties. I've never had that one happen, even when I was last in a relationship. I never had that one happen, but I will say that I don't like talking about minutia and that kind of and small stuff. I'm fine with having friends and I'm fine with having conversations with people, but when we start getting into sports teams and the weather, I'm done. Go. Rescue me, please.
Yeah.
Taking separate cars to parties, that's a bit much. I've never heard of anyone doing that. I will admit that when I eventually get a car, my car will be my car. If I'm driving anywhere, I'm taking my baby. But I really don't see the point of taking separate cars to parties. It's just kind of stupid. You're paying doubly for the gas bill. You've got to find 2 parking spaces. And it's just, you're doing it so that you can duck out early and your spouse can keep on socializing. See, that's where you take the metro. Take the metro home or whatever, and you don't have to worry about 2 cars, but...
I don't have the metro.
See, and I'm guilty of this one. Only once, but yeah, Carrie and I took 2 cars, and she left, and I stayed.
Did she take it well when you got home?
Well, she let me know before she was leaving, so yeah.
Okay, let's see. Another one, you view alone time as rejuvenating, but your spouse finds it mind-numbingly boring. I have to admit that anyone who can't find time to center themselves, you have to have time to be able to sit there and hear your inner self talking. Because, you know, we spend so much time plugged up to music and the internet and all this other stuff that we lose the ability to hear our own thoughts. And it's only when you get quiet and get a chance to actually sit and center yourself that you get to really hear your own creative muses. And so I have to admit that, you know, that I value that kind of time myself. So
So you are admittedly a partial introvert.
Yeah, I'd say that. And I guess we have to go through the rest of the list. It's pretty much that's that.
Yeah. Where can you find the link to the list?
You can find the link to the list in the show notes.
There you go. You passed the test.
Thank you. I try.
Dee, are you an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm kind of a mixture. Like, I do like to go out. I like to socialize. I'm a very social person. But then again, I do have my moments or seasons, because I am a winter hibernator, where I would prefer being at home and just kind of being by myself or just reading a book, not really socializing.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on Destiny?
Destiny. Now, it's a hit or miss for me. Sometimes I'm like, yes, that's cool. Sometimes, not so much. Depends on the situation and what mood I'm in.
All right, so you do believe partially?
Yes, partially. Okay.
You'll get a kick out of this next story then. This one comes from New Jersey. That's NJ.com.
Sorry, go on.
Well, that was an awkward laugh.
It sounded evil.
Yes, it did. I thought I was going to get killed.
I get so much shit about my laugh.
It's quite all right. All right. So here is a couple out of New Jersey. They're married. They have three kids, Ryan and Jordan Spencer. They were sitting at home watching family videos of old, and they discovered that 16 years before they even met, the husband and the wife, as children, were actually at the same theme park together in the same home video. I want your take on this, Alex. I'm automatically set to think that's just destiny at work right there. I'm not into the whole, fate and all that stuff, but there's a little bit of difference between fate and destiny. I definitely think that destiny's playing a role here. What say you?
I personally would say, I wouldn't say that, because to me, destiny requires multiple meetings. You know, if they kept running into each other over and over and over again. The best example of it that I can think of would be another example similar to that, kind of, where essentially these two people met online and they started narrowing down where they were, and they found out that they lived in the same building on opposite floors.
Yeah, and that would be pretty weird.
This was an Oprah episode. I remember this because I watched it when I was young, but that to me...
Last week?
No, years ago. Not last week. I do not have reruns alphabetized in my room. I do not. No, really. But yeah, I mean, destiny, if you can even call it that, you know, requires multiple sightings and multiple occurrences where it's like the universe is kind of throwing you two together. One chance sighting is like, okay, that's interesting. That's a coincidence. But, no, it's not destiny.
Okay. D.
I mean, I've seen other articles like this where two people who newlyweds, they just got married, they were going through old family photos, and it's a picture of, I think it's the wife that they were in Disney World, and in the background, her new husband is sitting in the background with, like, balloons in his hand. And, I mean, those things, they just blow my mind, because when you think about all the relationships you have with people, it is such a small world, like how you know someone or how everyone's connected. And when these situations happen, it's just kind of like it brings it to the forefront of your mind, like, holy shit, this actually happens.
Yeah. It's pretty wicked nonetheless.
True yeah. That.
Makes me wish I went to a lot more amusement parks when I was younger.
Yeah. And I bet you Alex wishes he went to some more concerts when he was younger.
Most definitely. I actually hated it and still do not like amusement parks.
See, we have to get you to some concerts, because, I mean, luckily you won't get hit in the head like a fan did at the concert where Adam Levine accidentally threw the mic and it bounced and hit a female fan in the head. So don't worry. We will be bodyguards for that.
There you go.
We need to get to concerts.
Did the fan sustain a concussion? And is there video of this?
Oh, there is, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there's actually a video on TMZ where you can see where Adam Levine was getting frustrated with the sound guy. He got pissed off, threw the mic, and it bounced off and hit a fan right in the front row, hit her right in the forehead. She has a nice pretty goose egg right there on the forefront of her forehead. And, I mean, luckily he saw immediately what he did. He went to the fan, brought her on stage, and was just like, oh, I'm terribly sorry. And, I mean, he has... Like, he just probably saved his ass from a lawsuit.
Well, yeah, not only that, but, I mean, you hear so many times where, like, I think Justin Bieber's done this a couple times, where, like, he'll throw something at a fan and knock him out or do something stupid and just be like, oh, yeah, what? You know, I mean, like a fucking asshole. One of the reasons I love Adam Levine and Maroon 5 is because they are so down to earth. As a matter of fact, I've got a clip. Do you want me to play it?
Sure.
Please.
All right.
About 2002. Not one time in the history of our band's career that I can barely even believe exists, not one time has the PA failed. Not one time. Until tonight. In my flustered state, I might have thrown my microphone on the ground, and then it might have bounced off of the ground into poor sweet Stephanie's face. And when I was trying to get everybody to pay attention, it was because I felt so utterly terrible that I had perhaps wounded this young fan. So I brought her upstage, ran a little distraction so we could get her together. She is now enjoying the concert from the side of the stage as she should be.
How awesome is that, that he actually brought her up on stage and just... Totally.
See, he made her night. She now has an awesome bar story.
Oh, no. He didn't make her night. He made her fucking life.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen how sexy he is? That haircut is on fucking point.
I'd go gay for him. I really would.
See, my...
I don't even have to. It's just great being a female right now. I love every second of it.
See, my bands of choice are Coldplay and Muse right now. Coldplay, Muse, and whoever it was who did The Pretender.
Who are they?
Who are who?
What? I'm messing with you.
Oh, no.
I was about to say what?
Coldplay and Muse are two of my favorite bands. I haven't listened to much of them in the past year, but they both... Muse has a really beautiful... It's like what happens if a bandsaw... chewing through a piece of steel rebar has sex with a guitar. That's the only way that I can define it. It is a beautiful, keening sign note in regards to rock, and it is wonderfully refreshing, you know, especially when measured against, you know, other groups that try to match them and run rings around them. Especially, I've heard them live I've heard them in concert, you know, from YouTube, and they knock it out of the park every single time. I remember one time when I heard My Chem by mistake live, and I was so disgusted that I shut it off within 10 seconds because it sounded nothing like the song. And every time Muse runs their stuff, even though it might be slightly different, and I'm somewhat, you know, auditorily prejudiced, they always manage to make it awesome. They always manage to have a really live and hype crowd, and that's what's required when you have a good concert. You know, good people enjoying good music and having a good time.
And you've never seen them live?
No, I haven't, because I think there's someone in Britain, right?
No, they tour these states all the time, though.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I will have to put that on my bucket list, then.
There you go.
Bucket list!
Okay. So, how many of you ladies out there have gone down and do your laundry and looked up by the washing machine and seen an eight-legged demon staring at you with multiple compound eyes? Well, you might want to know that Huffington Post is referencing the first handheld flamethrower that you can buy legally. There's a video of it online, and it looks absolutely badass. So it's called the XM42, and it is a portable handheld flamethrower that shoots a plume of ignited fuel 20 to 25 feet in the air. It was developed by the Detroit-based company Ion Productions, which has been refining the designs since making a prototype in 2008. And so it looks like more fun than a barrel full of cats that are on fire. They say, we strongly encourage use only in a safe outdoor area, free from inadvertent flammable objects and away from others, says Chris Byers, damn, CEO and project lead.
So in other words, not
don't
as a,
use it as a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Only yeah, six, that just only ruined 700, the whole thing. Only $700 US.
So, not bad. Not,
damn, I'm buying one.
Yeah, hey, I think we should go in halves, and it should be Rogenthal property. How about that?
Sure. It's legal everywhere in the U.S. except California, so we're good.
Well, damn Californians.
I'm glad we don't live in Cali, then.
Damn Californians ruining everything.
Yeah, this thing looks pretty badass. I mean, some models of it actually have, like, a fighter jet paint job on it, and just totally amazing. And it throws fire. It doesn't need to look good. It throws flames.
Yep.
25 feet.
25.
Why can't I use this against an X? Why?
Against what?
Against an X. Why?
Well, you could.
That counts as murder and blah, 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 litigation, blah, 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 jail, blah, blah, blah. Orange is the New Black remake, live, etc. So
sorry, that was
like what? What's this? Orange is the New Black? What?
No. She was talking about torching one of her exes, and so therefore I was like, you'd get to experience what prison's really like as in Orange is the New Black. So that's the reference I was making.
Oh, okay. So we could call her Red.
Yes, we could easily call her Red.
Only for the next week, because then I change my hair color.
Oh, why are you changing your hair color? It looks so nifty.
Because I'm going back dark with teal.
Teal?
Teal? Yes. What is teal? Why are you making up these colors? What is this stuff?
I am not making up colors, sir. That is a color in the coloring wheel.
Okay, listen, young lady. Where I'm from, we use a certain series of colors. Something called Roy G. Biv. Right. Now,
CMYK? What about you? You're totally screwing with the CMYK folks.
What's CMYK?
Oh my God. Cyan, magenta. Come on, you know you can finish this.
Cyan, magenta.
Jesus, it's what yellow, they use. It's what they use for print media.
And keratin? I don't know. What's K?
It's basically black.
Oh, what idiot? Why do you need to have another word for black? It's black. No. Anyway, so for those of you all who have decided that you all desperately need this flamethrower, now Amazon is going to start launching its one-hour delivery service, Prime, now in the coming weeks in some parts of Baltimore. That's right, the city where The Wire was originally filmed and based now can have one more dangerous weapon out in the streets. It's going to be available in select zip codes to Amazon Prime subscribers.
Have you checked your zip code?
I have not checked my zip code. I don't know if I'll be needing it just yet. But people have to pay only about $100 a year for unlimited free two-day delivery on more than 20 million items.
Well, it actually comes included with the Prime, which is about $100 a year.
Oh, okay.
I have that.
You have Amazon Prime?
Actually, I have it because I'm a student. Trust me, once you start using it, you love it. Because I don't order stuff that often, but I love the fact that I can order something and it's there in 2 days.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, what's your zip code?
21251.
Congrats. You can get the free two-hour delivery.
That is awesome. It would actually bring the stuff to my dorm, or would I have to pick it up?
It would drop it off to your address. So if you gave them your address at the dorm, yeah, they would drop it off at your dorm. They'll drop it off to my school where I work, but they won't drop it off to my house where I live. So, boo hoo.
How would that work for a school's mailing address though? Because it gets sent to the mailroom.
No. My mail room is from the main office, so they would just call me and say, hey, you've got a package.
Yeah, there's this drone here, and three of the kids are trying to take it apart.
No, they would just beat it with beer bottles, with 40 bottles, rather.
Woo! 40s.
Malt liquor, bitches.
Popping bottles.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring up one little tidbit before we move on.
Right, meow?
Right.
Right, meow. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I bet you that one kid still owes the other kid about $140 for the shrooms and pot.
Probably.
All right, I want to apologize first and foremost for last week's episode, or I think it was, what was it? I don't even know.
Monday.
We have Monday. We do so many episodes now. It's crazy. Monday's episode was entitled Meow. And it was because we kept on referencing Meow. If you've seen the movie Super Troopers, you'll understand the reference. But the side reference was because Carrie Yao was on the show on Monday. And, well, why not call her Meow? So that's what we did.
I've called her that since day one.
There you go. Well, speaking of Super Troopers, the sequel to Super Troopers has been really strongly desired by all its fans. And it was finally given a green light. And you'll be happy to know, Dee, that the mustaches will be back.
Yes. Too bad they're not beards. But yes.
All right. So, the people who wrote and starred in the original one from Lizard Comedy are coming back. They're writing a sequel, and it has been greenlit. And I mean, it's been rumored since 2012. Steve Lemmy has confirmed it's finally happening. So,
yes.
I'm so excited.
The Twitter sphere is going to go nuts because of this, and Reddit will go bananas.
Yeah. I just want a liter of soda.
You want a liter of soda?
No, I don't want syrup. I'm not that hardcore.
I need to watch the movie again. I don't have. I remember them drinking soda, and that's where my brain just kind of shuts off.
Well,
syrup.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, watching a person chug maple syrup kind of ruins all your aspirations regarding eating for the rest of the day.
That made me want to puke.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it's one of those things that I don't know. I mean, I mean, you'd have to pay me a good, handsome sum of money.
Was it actual maple syrup in the scene that they did?
Oh, I'm sure it was. It was thick enough.
Probably.
I mean, it kind of had to be. You couldn't substitute that with water or soda or anything else. That was syrup.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I get cold chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too. So that's all we have for the stories for today. What do you say we get into the history rewind?
Sure thing.
Rewind. Right.
In 1952, the Moondog Coronation Ball is history's first rock concert.
That must have been one loud party.
Yeah, back in 52, something tells me it was not. Especially when the headlining bands were bands like Paul Williams and his Hucklebuckers and Tiny Grimes and the Rocking Highlanders.
Those can't be real bands.
They were, as a matter of fact. Tiny Grimes and the Rocking Highlanders was a black instrumental group that performed in Scottish kilts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Badass as hell. They must have all had beards.
I'm guessing maybe, but who knows? I do know that out of the 10,000 capacity that they did have at the fairgrounds, they actually sold an estimated 20,000 to 25,000 tickets. Now, I say sold, I shouldn't have said. A lot of those were counterfeited. But yeah, so it was just so packed they had to shut it down before it even began. But yeah, so 1952. First rock concert ever.
And in 1971, Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee hits number one in the U.S. For the first of 2 weeks, it would be her only top 10 hit.
Yeah.
I do like that song.
It's a good song.
I've never heard it before, but I will look it up after the show's over.
You're listening to it, Jackie.
In 1982, Joan Jett tops the top pop charts with I Love Rock and Roll.
I love rock and roll. In 1989, Dick Clark leaves his show, American Bandstand. The show would take on another host, but would almost immediately fail.
And in 2006, Jack Dorsey, founder of Twitter, sends his very first tweet.
How proud he must have been.
Right.
We got some birthdays today, too, you know.
Yeah, in 1685, Johann Sebastian Bach was born.
And in 1949, Edward Joseph Mahony, a.k.a. Eddie Money, was born.
Rock on. Well, I bet Miss Lady Gaga had two tickets to Paradise. She was born in 1986 as Stephanie Germanotta.
Interesting. Yeah. Sounds like a Bond girl.
In 1972, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park was born.
Good old Chaz.
Hopefully his ankle's doing better after he broke it.
Yeah. Well, if it's not one thing, it's another. I mean, he had acid reflux for a while, and then he broke his ankle, and, well, he just can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Except for all the number ones he's getting on the charts right now with his band.
Well, I mean, he did catch a break. It was just his ankle. That was a low blow.
Touché.
Well, on that note, I want to take this time to just remind you guys that if you love our show, you want to give a little back, go over to rogueintel.com/support and kick us over $1 a month if you can. That's all we ask. You can give more if you like. We would appreciate that. That money goes towards funding this show and others on the network.
We will holla holla for a dollar, y'all.
We certainly
damn
will.
Damn straight.
What do you say we get on to the Rogue Intel winners of the week?
Yes, and here's a question for you, Duff. What do these people win when they win our illustrious contest?
Our utmost respect.
I'm guessing that's in air quotes and with a sarcastic tag, right?
That was extremely hashtag sarcastic.
Okay, so first one, guys, girls, people out there, if you're gonna burgle things, if you're gonna go into someone's house and take the valuables, don't pocket dial 911 while you're in the middle of doing it.
For crying out loud, are you for real?
I'm for real. This is from yahoo.com, and apparently in Mankato, Minnesota, three would-be burglars picked the wrong time to pocket dial 911. apparently, the sheriff's department captain, Rich Murray, says that a dispatcher took the call early Thursday morning and heard two voices on the other end. And the conversation apparently let her know that a burglary was taking place. Officers used the 34-minute call to figure out where the men were. They arrested them and a third suspect. One of the last things the guy said on the call was, and I quote, "I think I see the police," followed by sounds of furious running.
Man, and if they would have just stuck to hamburgers, I think they would have gotten away with it.
Just don't bring your phone at all. Why?
Put the thing on vibrate. Turn it off. Don't bring your phone. Just no. It's a dumb idea. These guys got what they deserved. So.
Well, someone else is about to get what they deserve are the employees of a local Verizon store in, well, not local to us, but local to the world in Roswell, New Mexico. Police say that that three Verizon store employees made up a story about an armed robber so an employee could actually take almost $15,000 in cash and phones.
Wow. I'm just surprised that they didn't just blame aliens, because it did take place in Roswell.
Yeah.
This is an obvious one, guys. Why didn't you just say, aliens, bro, we're in Roswell, case closed. Why are you...
Area 52, seriously, man.
They want you to look at Area 51, but they don't want you to know about Area 52.
Yeah, but we know. We know, because we're rogue.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, but I think I may have found the number one winner of the actual full week.
Really? I don't know. We've had some good ones this week. We've done three shows. This is a new high for us. Why don't you tell us what it is, and we'll have to talk about it.
In Pennsylvania, a man denies that he was a hit-and-run driver, even though the upper half of the victim was found in his passenger's floor. Like, for real, how can you even deny that?
What the hell?
Yeah, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, authorities found a piece of a car left at the scene of a hit and run, and later found a smashed Saab and the victim's torso.
I don't understand.
It's completely mind blowing.
I have one thing to say about this dude.
You're mentally retarded.
Yep. Brian speaketh the truth.
He's a smart motherfucking dog.
Police say they saw red body matter on Santiago. Wow. I wonder if he killed somebody's father. They found red body matter on Santiago's right pant leg and that he smelled of alcohol. Still, Santiago told them, I didn't hit anyone. If I did, I would have stopped. I'm not a bad person. Dude, you hit somebody and then kept going. And
then you hit the body.
Oh, God.
Jeez, like, God, this is just...
Floor.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
Yeah, this guy's going to go to prison for a long time. They're going to give him 20 years for stupidity on top of everything else. So.
I don't know. I mean, we've had some good ones this week, but I think you might be right, D.
Winner, winner.
This one takes...
Not dinner.
This one takes the chicken dinner, yeah.
Winner, winner, half chicken dinner.
I don't know if this... I mean, the only way this guy's getting a chicken is if that's his last meal.
Yeah, pretty much. Most definitely.
This guy should
fry. That's manslaughter. That's obvious manslaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he carried the evidence with him home.
Literally. Oh, man.
Oh, God. I can't do it. I just can't handle it anymore.
Ever do shots. Ever.
I mean, you know, how stupid is this guy to think that he was just going to be able to say, oh, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Quite. These are not the parts you're looking for.
No, this is my finger. This is a cow. Perfect.
Oh my goodness. And on that note,
I was told I had to play this.
You was.
I can't do it. I can't.
For anyone who doesn't know, this song is called It Wasn't Me.
Oh my goodness.
God, I remember this came out when I was in elementary school.
That's God. You're so young.
What year is this from?
It Wasn't Me.
Because I thought this was like early 2000s.
This song was from Hot Shot, which was released year 2000.
Yeah,
wow. I was still in middle school at that point.
Yeah,
you youngins.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade in 2001 because I still remember September 11th. So I know this song came out before then.
See, I was fresh out of high school in 98, so I wasn't that much older. But I was really, actually, yeah, I was that much older. Shit.
Jeez, you old fogey!
Get off my yard!
Get off my lawn, you dirt shit!
What?
So, Dee, what you been up to this week? Anything you want to pimp out?
Not much, actually. Just kind of been chilling, dieting, and trying not to be a raging bitch to everyone.
Well, you have done a shit job at the bitch part, but a great job at the losing weight part.
Thank you.
Dee, don't listen to him. You are sweetness and light. Trust me, I know a lot of people who are a lot more bitchy than you are.
You have not seen nothing yet.
That's a double negative, you know.
I'm just trying to be nice here. But yeah, no, she's a sweetheart. Just need to get her on a good day.
They're right.
Alex, what you been up to, man? Got anything you want to pimp out?
Nothing really. Just trying to come up with ideas for a podcast for this show and trying to keep my head above water, so to speak. But I'm in a good mood. I've actually been writing again, and I'm rediscovering the joys of the keyboard, so... Yeah. Also, I want to give a shout out.
Like the keyboard, like the 108 key keyboard, or are you talking about like a musical keyboard?
I'm writing again, but I also want to give a shout out to my younger brother, Amir, who is off in South Carolina doing a debate tournament, and he recently won a regional tournament somewhere. I can't remember where it was, but he's doing amazing things. He's going to be going to Morehouse in the fall, and I'm really, really proud of him. So that's my brother.
Well, very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think it's time to end the show. What do you guys say?
Sure thing.
Do we have to?
I know, we're having so much fun.
Are you sure we can't beat this horse a little bit more?
Well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, we can always cut the music.
I think they'll just have to tune in for Monday show.
Yeah.
Monday's show is going to kick some ass. And hey, if everything works out well, we should have Brian Lennington from I Exist from Indianapolis, as well as Brian Zuckerman. We're getting double teamed by Brian's from Cyrenic.
For those of you who want to see the members of Rogue Intel get double teamed by two people at once, tune in on Monday.
Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
That just sounds wrong.
Oh, well, no, you're included in the double teaming too, so it's going to be all right.
Oh, wrong. So wrong.
Posted.
I don't know. Can you handle that much?
I don't know.
Wednesday.
God damn it. You're making me restart the music all over again.
Okay, I'll be quiet now. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's been real fun doing the show for you guys tonight. I am Duff, and with me, as always, Alex. Has been... Yay. That's what she said. Check us out, rogueintel.com. Studio line is 410-989-1734. Leave us your messages. Give us an email, prime@rogueintel.com, or you can check out the Rogue Intel forum. Facebook, Twitter, we're all good. Give us some feedback, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, it's been real. You guys have a great week. You can catch our web. Fuck me. You know, you just screwed me up altogether.
Did not.
No, not you. Him. It's all his fault.
It's always his fault.
It's always his fault. Fucking bubble boy. You should come up with a. We should do like a whole show just about him, and it should be called Bubble Boy Weekly, otherwise known as BBW.
Oh my god.
That's Buffalo Wild Wings.
You can say whatever you want about that.